This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Vermonters are still reacting to the news that Governor Peter Shumlin is backing away from his pledge to launch a single-payer health care system. Tom Torty of the Lake Champlain Regional Chamber of Commerce is one of the people who has been watching the health care reform efforts closely, and he joins us now on the line. Tom, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Good morning, and you're welcome, Peter.
When you heard about the governor's announcement, what did you think?
Actually, I was relieved. As you know, I was part of the governor's business financing council, had seen various scenarios over the last year and a half, and was worried that the price tag was not going to be affordable and would seriously undermine our economy. And when the governor saw the final numbers, he looked at the income tax, he looked at the payroll tax, he made the only decision that he could have made. So I was very happy about that. At the same time, Peter, I have to tell you, I was more excited about the things that he actually talked about doing, because those are the things that are going to make a difference in healthcare outcomes, healthcare costs, and the overall quality of our healthcare system.
And what were those things that made you excited?
Well, I think number one, continuing to support the phenomenal work that's being done through the Blueprint for Health to improve healthcare outcomes for all Vermonters in the state. Two, he's committed to finding the money to alleviate the cost shift. Right now, Medicaid is paying 38, 40 cents on the dollar. That money is made up by private employers through their insurance premiums. You deal with the Medicaid cost shift, you'll see insurance premiums go down dramatically. And the third thing he's doing is moving aggressively to secure an all-payers waiver, which would then give the Green Mountain Care Board the authority to negotiate with doctors, hospitals, medical practices, medical associations to move away from a fee-for-service model, which again drives up costs, to a much more rational model of healthcare payment and delivery. And the final thing is to talk about the use of technology, not technology created in driven by the state, but healthcare technology created and driven by the private sector and hospitals to pull together electronic medical records, electronic payment, and electronic scheduling.
The governor had said that launching single payer in the state would have required an 11.5% payroll tax on businesses. What would that have meant for Vermont businesses?
Well, for many of Vermont businesses, it would have put them out of business. We heard at the chamber from business after business, small, medium, and large, that level of payroll tax would have wiped out their margins. On top of that, you're talking about an income tax. So you're looking at the highest wage earners in the state, people over $120,000, $130,000 of adjusted gross income, and hitting them with an additional income tax when they're already contributing far more than their fair share. So it would have cast a pall over economic development in the state. We have a slow recovery now, but we have a recovery. It would have stalled it and reversed it and crippled business.
Tom Torty is the president and CEO of the Lake Champlain Chamber of Commerce. Tom, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome, Peter. Thank you.
And joining us now on the line is B. Grouse, president and CEO of the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems. Good morning, B.
Good morning.
Your group released a statement saying you support the governor's decision. What were your concerns about the proposal?
About single-payer proposal, we were concerned about the cost and the affordability, just as the governor ultimately decided.
And you agree with him that it was too expensive for you and your group?
Yes.
We've heard from Tom Torty, who said that technology to increase electronic records, billing, and scheduling could decrease costs. How far along are hospitals in these efforts?
Well, we are. It's a multi-year process, so we are certainly well along, thanks to federal funding on that several years ago. But that is a continuous process, so there's no clear return on the investment, but it's part of one of the essential strategies for how we help make healthcare affordable in Vermont.
And are there any other reforms for Vermont's not-for-profit hospitals that you would like to see?
Absolutely. We have been focused on payment reform, which to us is another essential strategy to help make healthcare affordable and accessible to Vermonters. And so we will continue to work on payment reform. hopefully with the federal government as well in 2015.
We've heard a lot in the past few days about whether or not the current payment method is fair for the average Vermonter or for the state at large. To what extent do you believe that the system we have right now is fair?
Well, I think as far as hospitals are concerned, we make sure we keep our doors open 24/7. And so I think what we'd like to see is through payment reform and other strategies that we work at the local, state, and the federal level to make sure that we are collaborating with other non-hospital medical providers and also community providers to make sure that we make sure that all services, all levels of services are available to Vermonters. That's the goal.
So what's the next step for you as far as watching the single payer play out? I mean, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Are you still keeping an eye on it?
Well, we're about to start a legislative session, so we'll keep our eye on the State House generally, and I am sure that single payer will be one of the issues that legislators will discuss. So along with everything else, we'll do that. But we're also going to have a big focus on the Green Mountain Care Board as they start their process to pursue an all-payer waiver with the federal government.
Bea Grouse is president and CEO of the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Healthcare Systems. Bea, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks. Bye.
Yesterday on Morning Edition, we heard from single-payer advocates who disagree with the governor's decision. You can find all of VPR's healthcare coverage at vpr.net.